There's an author, Michael Ondaatje, in a book that he wrote called Coming from Slaughter. There he wrote about, have you ever read it? Mm-hmm. It's anyways, he there's a line about endings, and it's about jazz musicians, and one of the musicians talks about endings in jazz as always being like an open door, and you see something else.
Could you say your name, and then could you say the name of the piece?
Sure.
Yeah.
Angharad Davies, and the piece is called The Scraps. And it's a quartet for four women, and it deals, for me, it's about endurance and non-linearity, and how, you know, our memories are encapsulated or held in the body, and how the body's, how extreme physical states, or how our physical states can create the opportunities for these memories to surface and then subside, recede. The dancers in the performers are Kenna Kottman, mm-hmm. Elise Erickson, Megan Meyer, and Stephanie Stumbelis. So I started working with my cast. I invited the cast that I had worked with on the previous piece, Pretend, and we did that at the Red Eye. I kept thinking about the final moments of Pretend when I was in the rehearsal process for The Scraps. And, you know, I was pregnant when I was making Pretend, and so there were, you know, and then I had this baby during the process of making The Scraps, and I could, you know, I really saw the relation between the two works. And there's, you know, one line of Pretend that kept coming back to me. At the very end of the piece kept coming back to me. Megan, she sort of separates herself from the group, and she says, the final line is, we have to go back. And so, you know, I began to think in terms of shaping The Scraps, having it really be, having Pretend be like a touchstone to go back to in terms of looking at memory. Mm-hmm. And so there's this new structure called The Scraps, but it's definitely, they're the echoes of this older piece. My previous work has felt more like commentary on the world outside of myself, and this one feels much more internally driven, focused. So for this piece, the process has been that, you know, I had this material that I had worked on as a solo, which was all about falling, and it was just, I forced myself to like fall, hurl myself to the ground over and over and over and over again. It was like the only way I knew how to make anything was just to sort of mirror my physical state, which I felt like I couldn't really think in a more global way about what I was doing. It was just sensation. And I was also thinking a lot about memory and how, you know, in this place of new parenthood, I just was like, everything was about now, the nowness of everything. And like anything that I was before or my projections of what I would be in the future, they were not sort of part of my reality. I had my collaborators work with tasks that I had set for myself when I did this solo. And so I would have images of where, you know, how I imagine the dancers in space, or, yeah, so a lot of the material was developed in my head, like in the middle of the night. And then, you know, I would come in and give improvisational tasks based on some of these images. And then I kind of go in and shape or highlight or draw out things that I think could be, you know, are more interesting to deliver, you know, what it is that I want to say. I'm very interested in the body. I'm interested in how the body, my body, other people's bodies are in the world, and I have been since I was a kid. There can be a purity to it, in that it's like this tactile thing. It's like almost, it just feels like in our world where everything is kind of fighting against the body, it feels like it's a statement. It's almost, you know, it's like being an anarchist or something, you know? Yeah, it's just how I've always found a way to communicate. I feel like there have been things that I felt in my work in the past where I'm like, oh yeah, I know how to do this. And I feel like this is new, what I'm trying. And so for me, that's a challenge not to know.